welcome to the ADHD Deep Dive, the show that's not about ADHD, but is filled with proof it exists. My name is David J. Mund, and if you're watching on YouTube, where am I? Oh no! I'm stuck! Help! I'm trapped in this little digital space that's usually reserved for the intro of the podcast. Help! I'm just kidding. Today is going to be an audio-only episode, merely because, as you can probably tell from the surrounding audio, I'm on the road again, and I'm currently of mixed emotions. I genuinely was trying to do a video version. I've done many episodes in the past. Oh no. Oh, I just had to swerve to avoid a turtle, but I did miss it. I did avoid it. Anyways, I was trying to shoot a video version, and it just wasn't working. There's, as you could probably imagine, trying to balance a DSLR camera on a GorillaPod in a moving vehicle such that it's not dangling and swaying or bumping and shaking. It was just proving to be more and more difficult as time went on. And maybe I'll even share the video clips with you at some point of me absolutely fucking raging about that. I was a bit frustrated. And I am actually currently still running audio through the DSLR camera, but I am now, just pointing at the other side of the car, and I have my microphone routed through the little bottom handle part where the steering wheel, what is it? If it's not 10 and 2, it's what, 5 and 7? Is that what you're supposed to do? Anyways, there's a little pinch between 5 and 7 where your hands go on the steering wheel, and my microphone is routed through that. It's just so DIY. My life is DIY. And there's a good part of me that wishes it was not. I wish I had, a couple of GoPros mounted inside the camera, pointed either way, and I wish I had an audio mic, just some sort of microphone, like, lavaliered up to the ceiling so that it could angle down and, but that's just not where I'm at as a creator right now, despite how desperately I would like to be. And I think that I need to deal with that. Also, the dogs are in the back seat of the car, so if you hear any jingling, that's why. I also have the windows up, so I have the air conditioning blasting so that the dogs aren't dying in the back. They got plenty of water. We're on a road trip, downstate. Well, I guess it's not even downstate. And where I live now, I'm used to saying downstate because I grew up north in Michigan, and everywhere that I would go would be, quote, downstate. Anyways, I am currently on my way to celebrate Father's Day with my dads independently. I have, for those of you who don't know, when I was young, my parents got divorced, so my mom got remarried, and he's been around so long in my life that he is, a father figure to me, so I call him Dad. And I also call my biological father Dad as well. Anyways, I'm going down to hang out with my mom and Dad for breakfast, lunch type things. Gonna hang out with them, maybe play some games, and then head over and have a bonfire with my biological dad and my younger sister. And today is the day before the episode comes out, and I don't know, last week I took off because I wanted to celebrate my birthday in earnest by giving myself some space and creative freedom or permission to not be podcasting or not have to be obligated to have a podcast up. And that way, Nikolai and I, who has been on this podcast many times, could work on our short film. We spent the weekend of my birthday doing sound design for the short film, and I'm currently working on a behind-the-scenes edit to come out shortly thereafter the actual short film, and I'm sure that Nick will be on again, and we'll talk about what it was like making the short film once it's finally out and released. But, sorry, I just really cranked the AC because Judah was really sniffing at it. She wanted it. I could tell. So what was I saying? Anyways, I just felt some guilt about not getting an episode out. And then when I started shooting this episode in the car on the way, I just kept having technical difficulty after technical difficulty after technical difficulty after technical difficulty, which I thought was going to be harder to say after that first time fucking it up, but wasn't too bad. Say it for yourself. Try it at home, kids. Pause the episode. Try to say technical difficulty after technical difficulty after technical difficulty after technical difficulty. Ah, shit. Anyways, and so I rage quit. I really was, like, throwing a legitimate tantrum, and I put the shit down, and I just gave up, and I was like, fine, no episode this week. And I put on another podcast and started listening to it. And I just kind of started getting sad. Because I was like, why am I consuming content and not creating content? And I would find myself listening to the people who are talking saying like, yes, I agree. Like, what? And then feeling like I needed to interject. Because, you know, sometimes that happens in podcasts. Like, you're listening to a podcast and you kind of want to express your opinion because you're just listening to a conversation that isn't, you know, specifically curated, and you feel like it's your turn to interject. And I felt like it was my turn to interject. And I was like, well, shit, why aren't I just freaking podcasting? And then I remembered, what am I doing right now? I'm listening to the podcast on Spotify. I wasn't watching it. Now, I know some people do. And to the video viewers who are, you know, more prone, or to the people who listen to my voice while simultaneously watching my face create the sounds that my mouth makes, I'm sorry that there's no video episode this week, video version this week. But YouTube now has picture-in-picture, so you can just play in the background like you usually do. That's fine. I'm just going through a thing, and I kind of wanted to talk about it. And to be fair, I'm not really going through it so much as I went through it, and now I'm ready to talk about it. Today is Sunday, so yesterday was my recovery day of Saturday, which meant Friday, I forgot to do what a person with chronic anxiety and depression should never do, and that is forget to take their medicine, their prescription for chronic anxiety and depression. And boy, oh boy, did I have a rough day. Oh, wait, no. So it would have been Thursday night I forgot to take it, so Friday was a rough day. I usually take it at 11:30 at night. I know some of you may say that's a late time to take it. All I'm saying is my alarm is set for 11:30 to take my pill if I have not already. And to my knowledge, I've never double-dosed. Because I'm always taking it pretty much at 11:30 because I'm never falling asleep before then, so I wouldn't take it and then forget that I took it and then take another one. The only time that I've ever... I've never double-dosed. However, I forget often to take my medicine, my prescription. I don't know, saying something about medicine. The word medicine, first of all, I associate with a liquid. I don't know why, it's just... The word medicine is different from pills, but pills aren't medicine. And this is a capsule. A capsule that cannot be cut in half, to be clear. If you decide along the way that you feel like it's time for you to interject. And if you feel like it's time for you to interject while you're listening to a podcast, I highly encourage you to start a podcast. For real. This is the most... is cathartic the word I'm looking for? Therapeutic is a word that I could attach to doing podcasts. Also, sorry for the clicking and the clacking. I'm using turn signals like a good driver, but also squeezing a LaCroix tightly in my hands to mask the rage that I'm feeling while telling the story. Anyways, what was I saying? I was talking about medicine. Yeah, how it's, I don't know. I'll get off the liquid thing. But yeah, I equate medicine to liquid for some reason. And it doesn't feel like I'm taking medicine. Because to me, medicine cures an ailment. And yes, anxiety and depression is an ailment. But I don't feel like it is the truest form of myself. I am certainly cursed with the presence of anxiety and depression in my life. But when I am anxious or depressed, I do not feel as though I am attached to myself. I feel like it's an out-of-body experience. So what I'm doing is taking something that makes me feel like me, and it's weird. It's weird to call that medicine. Anyway, I took my anxiety pills, or take my anxiety pills around 11:30, and then at night, and then go to bed, and then it usually works its way through my system that next day. If anything, I'm a little groggy slash temperamental in the morning, but by the time that, you know, my pills have worked their way into my system, and at this point I've been on them so long that I don't even really notice when I take them, any sort of change or feeling or anything like that. The only times that I notice a different sensation is if I panic that I didn't take it last night, and so I take it in the morning, which I really actually genuinely try not to do, although it is the lesser of two evils, as I'll soon explain. But if I take it in the morning, I don't know, I just feel sort of nauseous. And I don't know if it's because, you know, I didn't take it at night, so it didn't work its way through my body. So taking it in the morning means that it hasn't had its time to work its way through my body. So I'm just feeling, you know, I'm like microdosing anxiety. I would like to remember for the future. I hope that I can remember to call this episode microdosing anxiety. anyways. But yeah, I'll feel like nauseous in the afternoon if I took it in the morning, and you know, that's no fun. But the greater of these two evils is, of course, forgetting to take it all together, and then being so far into the day that, like, I probably shouldn't take it because I don't know, I'm sure there's no legitimate, like, long-term consequences for accidentally one time taking two doses of my anxiety and depression medication. I don't know. I would rather not take enough than take too much of anything, though. You know what I mean? Maybe it's a conversation for another day, but I'm extraordinarily afraid of pharmaceutical medications, and it's a miracle that I'm even taking the medication that I'm taking right now. Maybe that's the difference. That's the word that I was getting hung up on. The difference between medication and medicine. I was taking my medication. Whatever. It's all the same thing. But yeah, I have a deep fear of overdosing. And you can't overdose on a SSRI, I think. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. Giving myself permission to take too much is really scary as a philosophy to me, because then it could become a habit. I don't know, it just scares me. So anyways, I realized that I did not take my medication far too late into the day. And I realized, oh boy, I'm fucked. And even more so, I'm just now remembering. And yes, gosh, I don't even know if I should really talk about this, because maybe there's comments about, like, you should see a doctor. I know I should see a doctor. I don't have health insurance. The only reason that I'm currently on this prescription now is because I'm kind of grandfathered into it, because I had insurance when I was prescribed this medicine. There it is, that medicine word again. And I no longer have the insurance, but there's like this program at the pharmacy that I go to that kind of gives you discounted medication, so I get it for significantly cheaper than I would otherwise, but I'm still paying money for this medication because I kind of need to at this point. What the fuck was I saying? I forgot to take it. Yes. Oh, here's what I was saying about the doctor thing. Something has been happening in the mornings that is starting to concern me, but I don't exactly know what to do about it yet. And I haven't figured out the commonality yet. I don't know if it's when I'm like, you know, when if I have a smoothie in the morning and I've got a bunch of sugar in me, or if it's when I haven't had any food in me, or I just haven't been clocking that yet. It's just finally happened enough times that I'm like starting to notice it. I'm getting extremely lightheaded and hot in the morning to the point that I'm like, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. And I like have to go somewhere with furniture or something that I can lean on or sit on, or I'll just like go to the floor really fast to make sure that I don't faint. And I haven't like fully gone unconscious while this has happened, but I've certainly felt close to it. And just about every time, God bless her, I call my mommy, and I, like, while it's happening, just kind of explain, like, hey, something's happening, and I kind of just, I don't even want you to talk. I just want you to, like, listen as I process this, because, like, I need an ear. And then she listens, and then, you know, we kind of mutually dish on the fact that I don't have insurance and how frustrating that is, and, you know, so be it. But anyways, that's the thing that's been happening, and so I'm sure that that day as well, I was also extra anxious about it, but that happened, and I realized that I had not taken my anxiety medication. Boy, what a fucking day. You know, I am very fortunate that these days I don't often go to a space of wanting to kill myself. You know, I do firmly believe right now that I have a lot of reasons to live. And there's a lot of things I want to live for, and there are people who love me. But there's just this fucked up, disturbing balance of when I don't take that medication, the swing in the opposite direction is so, so dramatic. And I'm, you know, I'll be honest, this medication has sort of hasn't made me a zombie. But it has, like, aligned my emotions in a way that is sort of unexpected, to be honest. Like, when I'm on this medication, I can't cry like I once did. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's just not as easy for me to get to a point where sadness overwhelms me. And maybe that's a positive way of looking at it. I hope so. I hope that that is the case. That while I'm on this medication, I'm realizing that there's not as much to be sad about as there once was. But sometimes, like, I do, you know, a good cry is nice every once in a while. And when I am sad on this SSRI, I just can't get there. I can't get myself to cry. Same thing with being happy. Like, I just get, you know, things were so beautiful that I would just weep. And I miss that. I do enjoy a good cry. But, you know, that's... If the only con is that I can't cry, and instead don't, you know, on average or on any given day want to kill myself, I should take that as a win. However, on the flip side, when I don't take them, I still can't cry. I'm sure that the ability to cry will come back someday, as my body fully re-regulates itself to, you know, whatever. I guess I don't exactly know what I'm trying to say, but the main thing is, when I don't take it, if I forget to take it, I am devoid, or just void, of all emotion. I have no ability to feel. But those aren't just like the happy, sad, angry type emotions. It's like, I can't enjoy anything. You know, my vice is through and through, you know, whether I consider myself a pothead or whatever, my vice is food, right? There's just a comfort, like, leaning on it thing. There's not the same appetite when I don't have my medication because I'm not enjoying food. I am absent the capacity to, like, empathize. I can't feel anything, like, you know, I can't even go so far as to, like, you know, love. I can't even something as beautiful to me as my dogs. Like, I'm not, like, short with them. I'm not angry with them. I can't give them the space. I can't give them what they deserve as dogs because I'm stuck. I'm just stuck in my brain and I cannot get out. And, like, that medication is the key to help me getting out, or is a tool to help me pick the lock, I suppose. But when I'm stuck in that depressed, anxious, absent of medication zone, it's just like whatever part of my brain that is responsible for feeling emotions is gone. I feel nothing. Not even anger. Like, which is a thing that I'm typically, like, you know, before taking any of this medication, was probably my dominant emotion. And we can get into a conversation maybe in a later episode, because I am kind of approaching my destination at this point, which is an unfortunate time to need to cut this off. But, I had a conversation once with my former therapist, or my most recent therapist. I would love to, you know, go back to seeing her one day. Lady, merge, you motherfucker! Come on! Yeah, I can't feel anger at all anymore. Anyways, my therapist at that time once explained to me that, you know, we feel anger when we feel helpless. So that in order to gain control, we, like, try to dominate a room. And I don't know. The main thing is, I used to be very angry. I still have the capacity for anger, even if I'm on my medication. Because, again, that feels like that's a more true part of myself than the depression and the anxiety. But when I'm unmedicated, when I forget to take my medication, I can't even feel anger. I just can't feel anything. That's just exhausting. It was an exhausting day of just wishing that I could, like, come out. And then, you know, around 9:30, when my brain had completely drained itself. I took my medication a little bit early and just went the fuck to sleep, just passed out. And then yesterday was kind of a recovery day of just like getting back out, just going and doing some deliveries, some mindless stuff that didn't really require my fullest self. I was listening to podcasts in my headphones, not talking to anybody, just so I could emotionally and physically recover from that day. And now, you know, it's Sunday. I'm caffeinated. I had a bagel. I've got a LaCroix on me now. I've got my pups in the back seat, whom I love so, so dearly, and am so thankful for and so grateful for being in my life. I'm feeling much better. And I'm about 3 minutes away from making some, I think I'm going to make some omelets for everybody. Maybe some hash browns. Maybe that's what I'll do for Father's Day. I don't know. Time will tell. I love you. Not just my dogs, but the people listening. I've got 3 minutes left on my camera for me to record, and I've got 4 minutes left of the drive, so now seems like, I bumped the microphone. Now seems like a good enough time for me to say, I really, 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 really appreciate you. Furthermore, if you'd like to support this podcast in any way, be it financially or otherwise, feel free to tap the link in the description to head to the Buzzsprout subscriptions. That's where these podcasts are hosted. You can donate $3, $5, I think it's either $7 or $8, and then $10. It's renewed monthly, but you can cancel it at any time. Be sure to go to catandcrew.com and enter the promo code Monday, that's M-U-N-D-A-Y, for 10% off your first purchase. We can talk a little bit more about them in the future, or check them out just by going to catandcrew.com. Look at some of their apparel. They've got a bunch of cool household aesthetic stuff that I'm never equipped to describe because they need to write me a copy so I can better explain their products. But for you listening, I love you so much. And I thought maybe I'd have a little bit longer to talk about this over the camera, like visually. But I rage quit in the first half hour, of an hour long drive. And so you get the second half hour where I'm realizing, duh, podcasts are usually audio anyway, stupid. I love you. Happy Father's Day to the dads out there. And I'll see you next week, I think. Goodbye.